me there Friday. Dan, I accidentally came in a little bit early there.
You did, you did. Did you not listen to the intro before time?
Okay, we should probably just stop here. So, Tim here, Dan there.
Yes,
Mike's over there pressing all the buttons.
Yes, there he is.
We are brand spanking new.
And you might be able to tell straight off the bat because, as Tim said, he's coming early on the intro, but that's fine, mate. Mistakes are going to happen.
I've been practicing that moment in the mirror at home for quite some time now. So for me to stuff that up on the first go is both embarrassing and...
It's all right. You know, as I said, mistakes going to happen. Don't beat yourself up because we've still got 2 hours.
We've got 2 hours. We're here till two. Dan, obviously we're here to bring in the weekend. So we're excited for the weekend ourselves. We're brand new, like we said. We need to educate the person listening right now.
Yes.
Who are these two
you
clowns?
You guys.
Who are these two clowns? Mm-hmm. So we're going to come back. We're going to get a song. We're going to come back. Yeah. And we're going to learn a bit about us.
Yeah, a couple little fun facts. A few essential things to know about Tim and Dan.
With a twist. Tim and Dan, right across Australia on Triple M Modern Digital. Dan, we're brand new.
Yeah.
As we mentioned before.
Yeah.
So we thought... It's only fair to bring everyone up to speed on who we are.
Yeah.
But we've got a little twist.
We do. And what we're going to do is we've got sort of five key essential things you might find important to know about us so you can follow along easier with some of our stories and stuff. And we thought we might do it as a little bit of a trivia show, I guess. Yeah. There we go. Mike's got a nice little music bed.
That's lovely, Mike. Yes. But what we've done, Dan, is you've written five things about me.
Uh-huh.
And I've written five things about you.
Yes, correct.
So I hope that you've written all the things that I'm hoping for.
I think I've covered, as I said, the essential things, the only things that really matter.
Okay. I think I've pretty much nailed you.
I hope so.
You can start. You kick it off.
I'll go first. All right. Well, the big news that some close to you might know that you recently got engaged to your lovely girlfriend, Emma.
I did get engaged.
I mean, you'll probably tell us about it later, but nice,
I will tell
nice
you about
day.
It was a lovely day.
Yeah. Actually, what I will do, Mike... Just cue those. There we go, some wedding bells. We're going to play this every time you talk about the wedding. I'm concerned you're going to talk too much about it, so this is going to keep you in line. Look at that, lovely. Church bells.
Well, firstly, attention to detail. I don't know if it was you or Mike who came up with that. I'm not getting married in a church. We do not need bells each time I talk about it.
What do you mean? Oh, mate, traditional. Come on. Mike will be keeping the bells.
We don't need it. Okay, number one thing. Five things about Dan. Mm-hmm. He's a comic book nerd.
And
spends way too much money on what are essentially children's books.
You can never spend too much money on entertainment, Tim, as people will know from this free radio show.
Cool.
another one about you. This is a little bit embarrassing. I think you've deleted your Facebook. You are off Facebook.
Not embarrassing. I'm sort of leading the way.
You're leading
this generation into saying, you don't need it.
Oh,
you don't need it.
You do. It's interactive. It's fun. Get amongst it.
Have a real conversation instead of sending a little... message on the Facebook Messenger.
Called Messenger, yes.
Number two about Dan. Has severe white coat syndrome after each visit to his local GP.
Well, hang on.
He thinks he's on his deathbed.
Mike, can you... There's an issue with that. That was a very serious instance where I did think it was fatal.
You did think it was
I did think I had a terminal illness. So don't joke
sorry
about
that. Sorry about
that. Yep. Okay, sorry. Back to it. That's me.
Yep.
Tim's been known to dabble in exercise, never fully committal though. What is that about?
I really love when a comic book movie comes out and the leading star releases their workout for the film.
The classic Superman workout.
Superman.
We both dabble
Wolverine.
In that.
Wolverine.
Yes.
When those come out, I'll dabble in exercise.
That's a good one.
Because it's an attractive physique.
And it's also good to tell people. Doing the Superman workout.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell them once, they never have to follow up.
That's accurate. Number three about Dan. When the Brisbane Lions have a win, he's a supporter.
That's untrue. I follow them every single game, even through the hardships. Not really. probably one of the biggest fun facts about Tim is the fact... This is the only thing you need to know about Tim. You're actually the brother of Olympian... World champion snowboarder, Scotty James.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Very proud of Scotty.
You're the brother of Scott.
The brother. That's correct. The equally successful brother.
No. Moving on. What's my next one?
Cool. Number four. Dan has worked at a cinema chain for close to 10 years.
Yep.
And believes popcorn and choc tops taste so much better when they're stolen from the storeroom.
That is incriminating. That's a legend.
Of course I'm joking.
That is unfounded.
You've been a great employee for that organisation.
I have. I've been loyal Tim.
You have.
Last one for you, mate. You're actually my second favourite cousin.
We forgot to say that. We're cousins. But hold on.
Oh, yeah, we are. We're cousins. Yeah. we forgot to mention that.
That's actually my fact number five, but I'll just pull you up. Second favourite. To who?
Scott.
Okay.
It's very successful.
Number five for me, Dan, yes. Dan is my little cousin.
Yes.
And together, I've just written a note here, together we make up the duo that is often referred to in our family as those assholes that ruined the Christmas of 2016.
We did. It was very unfortunate, that one.
Let's.
Anyway, moving on from that, though. Yeah. So that's a couple of things to know about us. So you can now you can come along. You might help with some of the stories we tell. I don't know.
Come along for the journey.
But it is important to note we are cousins. I can't believe we didn't think of that off the top. Good.
It's Tim and Dan right across Australia on Triple M Modern Digital. Tim and Dan right across Australia on Triple M Modern Digital. Bit of in excess there, Dan. Tasty.
Love it. Yeah, very tasty. Okay, yeah. I wouldn't have said that, but fine. Tim, flicking through the paper and saw something that took place on a plane. Now, you're a bit of an avid traveller yourself.
I am.
Often on planes. You ever seen something like this happen? So, lady's on there and she's talking about how she's a teacher at a school and there's a lot of disadvantaged kids there. So, they don't have much money. And so, often the teacher's a little bit out of pocket because, you know, they're buying like their lunch for them or trying to just help the best they can.
Just giving the big old sop story.
Yes,
on
correct.
The plane.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
Yep. And loud enough for people to.
Well, that's exactly right. So what's happened, right,
tactical.
Is, yeah, so the person behind her has said, look, so sorry, I've eavesdropped on you, and I'd actually like to give you $500 just to use on the kids. Yeah, put it to good use.
Well done.
Yeah, great. What a gesture. Yeah. Lovely. She's not the only one that overheard.
Well, I was going to say, it's a very, I wonder if she's taking many flights. Well, and sort of doing it, making a lot of money on
you
the
way. You could. She's actually not a teacher, I heard. But so what happened next was...
$500?
Yes, $500. Across the aisle from her, a guy goes, okay, admittedly, I was listening in too. Really sorry to hear about it. Here's 20. I just want to chip in something.
Big drop.
Big, huge drop. Yeah. Massive. But this is the most interesting one. So somebody in front of her, as the plane's landed, has turned around and gone, again, I listened too.
I'm also concerned.
Would like to give you some money. Here's 10 to put towards it all. Yeah. What's your thought process if you're the person that's given $10? Because straight off the bat, you go, well, embarrassing. Why would you bother?
Well, yeah, $10. I mean, if it's gone from 500 to 20, I think the guy who gave 10 initially thought, shit, 500. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then when he saw 20, he thought, I'm in here.
Yeah, okay, so you're more in the ballpark. Okay, so you reckon that's it. Well, then it almost becomes, what was the guy with the 20 thinking? I mean, why would you put it out there? It's embarrassing to dangle out in the open in front of the person that's just given the 5.
But also, the arrogance of the 500.
True,
well.
they've set the bar way too high early.
Haven't they? You know what I would have been interested to see, Dan, on that flight?
Yeah,
the eyes darting around.
Yep.
The stories being told. The kids don't have lunch and stuff.
Just seeing
and
what
And then
each,
the eyes looking around.
You hearing this?
Are you going to give anything?
Okay. People reaching for the wallet.
What have I got in my bag?
Well, okay. So instantly you see the 500 and you go, oof, can't compete with that. Yeah. I've got a 20. It's better than nothing. Okay. So that's what we've established there. Better than nothing for the 20. That's fine.
Well, I think the guy with the 500 ruined it for her because he's come in with this huge thing and everyone's gone, I'm not even going to.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, what I kept finding myself coming back to was the only logical explanation I could find for the $10 was that you would have to think that it became more about the story. This person could see something unfolding in front of them. They're going, this is a news story. People throwing money at this woman.
Yeah.
If I just sort of toss in some money, I get you know, caught up in this.
I'm part of a pool of people who will be heralded as...
The people,
Samaritans in this article. This will be written up as 3 good Samaritans on a flight donated $530.
Let me read the heading.
Okay.
A school teacher overheard on a flight discussing her US-based charter school has received over $500 in cash donations from 3 passengers on a plane. Look at that.
Well done.
Instantly, that's just, it's bravo. Bravo. Great work. We can all learn something from this.
That's very good, Dan.
Yeah.
Great. Triple M Modern Digital, right across Australia. Tim and Dan in this afternoon. That was the Wombats, Dan Turn, featuring Dagny.
Not too familiar with Wombats.
The Wombats are actually touring Australia very soon.
Cool, you're a fan.
I am.
That's good.
Dan, as we mentioned off the top of the show, got engaged over the holidays.
You did. Now, fill me in, because I've heard little bits and pieces, but I'd love to just know where you're at with it all, because it's very. When's the wedding?
It's Well, it's funny that you say that because that is the first question that comes up. Uh-huh. As soon as the announcement happens, it's not, oh, it's awesome. And you just embrace that moment for a little while. Yeah. It's great. When's the wedding?
It's on to the next thing.
It's when's the wedding straight away. And it's given me anxiety a little bit.
So has prep started?
Prep has well and truly started, Dan. Yeah. I can tell
you. What sort of stuff are we into? Are we looking at bridal magazines? Are we? You know?
Yes, you've nailed it. So what happens is, you know, you get engaged and the family love it and you post the Instagram picture and,
good.
You know,
get
everyone
likes,
comments.
Get
you
the
know,
likes.
You know, a lot of love. And I got a lot of love from the family and the friends. And Emma did. She shot straight off to the news agents and she got a bridal magazine.
Yep.
And they're great, Dan. I'll be honest.
On the coffee table? Good.
On the coffee table. They're everywhere. They're all over the house. And they have all these little helpful to-do lists.
Oh, great. Great, because you and I would have no idea. I'm sure Emma's got a good idea of what to do, but it helps you.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. And the biggest concern for us is that we want as many people as possible at our wedding, Dan. But weddings, as everyone knows, are expensive. Yeah. They are very expensive.
Can't afford it to have everyone.
And we have a massive family.
We do, a huge family. Mate, to be honest, the first thing I thought when I saw you're engaged, I thought, who's going to be culled? Yeah. There's going to be a culling.
Immediately after Emma said yes, the first thing that popped in my head was, I'm going to have to be culling the list straight away. That was the first thing that popped in my head. Because the family is. It's a big part of our lives and it's there and it's a big elephant in the room.
When it's family as well, feelings get hurt, don't they?
They do.
And so you've got to be mindful of that. So have you started going through a list, sort of just marking name, little asterisks next to names?
You do. You have asterisks. You have lots of different symbols to symbolise different people.
Oh, good. So there's codes.
There's a waiting list.
Yes.
There's all sorts of things, Dan. And the number one tip for managing the cost of a wedding is the cull.
Okay.
Which I found interesting.
So it's a crucial part.
So
how far into the cull are we at the moment? So let's say, what was the first number you came up with where you went, this is everyone we'd love to have?
150.
Okay, great. And now what do we want to get it down to?
We want to get it down closer to 100.
Okay,
so there's a lot of culling to be done. And I think, unfortunately, it is going to have to come from majority of
the family.
Extended family.
Of course. Well, that's natural.
You know, you're part of the extended family, but...
Yeah. Well, obviously...
There's a lot there. There's a lot of factors that need to be taken into consideration when...
Just jotting
trying
down
to
names
choose
now.
Who to have. It's hard. And I want people in my family, that's why I've decided to talk about it today.
Yeah.
To understand
I can help.
That...
Did you want help? Is that what you... Because, you know, I'm happy to do that for you.
It's probably best you stay out of... The culling part, just because
I'm happy to be part of it.
Personal, private.
Love to be part of it because it is hard. Sometimes you need someone just to go, it's going to be all right if you cull that person. Don't worry about it. Everything will be all right. Christmas will be fine.
Okay.
So I reckon you and I could combine and just start knocking off some names. Because I mean, obviously, you'll probably be looking to have, you know, your family. They'll all be there. My family will be there.
Yeah. I don't think it's a good idea for you to be there for the culling. I'm just going to say that just because you never know. You never know who's going to be culled from a wedding guest list because...
It's mum, isn't it?
Some people...
I know she gets...
I'm not going to go into it. I'm not going to go into who's going to
be culled. Am I on it?
Yeah. I mean, we don't... We
Tim, I'm on... I thought I'd be on the altar.
We can talk about that.
Am I not on the altar?
Hey, quickly, Dan. This is obviously a Linkin Park song. Okay, coming up right now.
Tim, am I on the altar?
You could be. Let's talk about it later. Hey, guys, today at 2 p.m, right after we get off out of here... Triple M Modern Digital will be paying tribute to Chester Bennington from Linkin Park, who passed away, of course, this time last year. It is going to be a ripper, Dan. It's going to be a great tribute. I love Linkin Park personally.
I can't believe I'm not on the altar.
Hold on. I'm trying to.
Sorry.
Interesting. Tim and Dan, right across Australia on Triple M Modern Digital. Tim and Dan, right across Australia on Triple M Modern Digital. The Dandy Warhols there, Dan.
I thought it was Andy Warhol, because he's an artist, isn't he?
Yeah.
Andy?
Andy's an artist. But
what are they?
The Dandy Warhol. It's a play on... It's a word
play. Oh, it's a play on words. They're not bad. I like them. Very cool.
They're very good.
Tim, the other day cleaning out the wardrobe.
Yes.
And as I'm just siphoning through things and going, get rid of, putting in a pile because we're having a garage sale, putting in a garage sale pile.
Are you?
Yeah, a little garage sale. Just, you know.
Just doing a bit of a winter clear out.
Yeah, and, you know, trying to make some of that cash back on those, you know, useless things that you've bought across the years.
You really do collect a lot of crap over the years,
you do.
Don't you?
Yeah, you do. And
you don't realise until you have a garage sale.
Well, it's funny you say collect crap because sometimes you do that more than you actually purchase crap. So what I've worked out is while clearing out this stuff, I've actually come across things that I've borrowed over the years. So we're talking at least, I would say, a year onwards.
What sorts of things are you talking about? Clothing, or are you talking about?
Well, not necessarily clothing. I'm talking about things like DVDs, you know, things like that. Maybe a record. There's something that I don't listen to anymore or watch that I think taking up room, wouldn't mind getting rid of. But I feel too embarrassed to take it back to the person I borrowed it from and say, hey, by the way, remember you lent me this? Yeah. And they're just going to go, well, you know, you asshole.
That's years ago.
That's I've been years. Yeah. I've been looking for that. And, you know, I've been seeing you every other weekend. So what I want to know, how long?
You're not going to.
Well, how long do I have to have had it before it, you know, maybe becomes mine and I can sell it without guilt at a garage sale? Or do I have to give it back?
I think you have to give it back.
Really? Even after a year or more?
Well, already.
I would think within a year, maybe.
Already I'm starting to think, have I lent anything to you over the last few years?
I'll let you come over. You can have a little flick through the collection and see if anything's
You're
going to
go off and sell some of the DVDs that maybe are missing in my collection. So you're trying to figure out, is there a certain time that goes by where it's okay that property now becomes yours and you can sell it?
Without guilt being attached to it. Because that's the thing. I'm somebody that doesn't like to lend my stuff to people, and I'm known for that. So now I'm embarrassed to bring it back to those people because they're going to go, you're a hypocrite. You don't let us borrow your stuff because you're worried you won't get it back. You've had this since 2013.
Let me try and make you feel better.
Okay.
I think that when you lend something to someone, it is your responsibility to then check up and go, how was that Iron Man DVD that I gave you?
Okay.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet. Oh, no worries. Well, let me know. You know, like...
You're keeping tabs. But then, I mean, if you're lending out multiple things, what are you keeping? Spreadsheets? What are we doing?
Well, you can do that. But what I'm saying
is... What sort of responsibility is on me, the borrower?
If those
because I feel like a lot and I've neglected it.
Right. If those people haven't chased you up
and
it's been years, sorry. The property is now yours. You can sell it. Put a price tag on it and pocket some cash.
I'm now realizing you're supporting my angle in this. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Feel better by that. So just, if anyone pops past the garage sale just to say hey and they see anything of theirs, remember this. Remember that there was a conversation where Tim and I established that if you haven't kept tabs, you can take it by all means, but don't get angry if I've got, you know, a $13 price tag on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not yours anymore. Triple M, Modern Digital, right across Australia. Tim and Dan in, bringing in the weekend there, Simple Minds. It's got me up and about. We've got an hour left here. And then, of course, this is the Smoko.
Yep.
I mean, after Smoko, really, on a Friday.
You could almost knock off.
You could knock off.
Yeah.
You could knock off, couldn't
knock
you,
off
Dan? Yeah, you could.
All right, so in the final hour, Tim, what I wanted to touch on was, are you familiar with Meghan Markle's dad?
Thomas Markle. Doesn't have heaps of cred, Thomas Markle, because the royals...
The royal family never answers back.
They never answer back.
Thomas, so they've cut Meghan's dad, and he's not thrilled about it. But so there was this whole... He was getting a lot of attention during the whole wedding process, and at one point he claimed he had a heart issue.
That's right.
It's being... It's now being claimed by a source that it was actually fake. So he never had to have heart surgery or any of that. And
that is...
Essentially what he's done is he's pulled a sickie to get out of certain commitments.
A pretty serious sickie, I would say.
Well, heart surgery, Tim. It's on the high level. So what I was thinking about was, like, let's picture a scale, right? So we've got a couple of extremes. You got one, the low end of a sickie is your sort of softer excuse where you just go, oh, I'm sick, can't come in today.
Tickly throat.
Yes, something like that where they go, you know what, that could just be rubbish.
Sure.
The softer... Excuses, often not as believable. True?
Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, a tickly throat is not going to stop you from coming into work.
Yep. And then you've got the higher end, which is the heart surgery. It's something where people go, you'd never lie about it, so it must be true. No sane person would lie about this.
100%.
The issue with a high scale one often leads to follow-up because people are concerned.
Also, he said it in the media as well, so they're going to always chase you up, Thomas, on that sort of stuff.
How was the heart surgery? What?
What?
It's fine. It's fine. So that sort of stuff. And what actually just happened before I found really interesting. Radio Mike, you've got your mic on there, mate?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So what happened was somebody just came into the room while we're in one of the songs and they said, I heard you were sick the other day, mate. Mm. Oh, how are you feeling? You seemed startled. Now, Was it a sickie?
You know what? I came to work and I was sick, but that was on Monday. I forgot about it.
You forgot.
I forgot that I was sick. That's why I was
so startled. You clearly had forgotten or you had made it up. So
I was so sick though.
So what I wanted to talk about, because this is a perfect example. So what was the reasoning you gave for being sick?
On the day?
Yeah.
That I had really bad stomach cramps.
See, that's a good one.
Can I ask something?
Yes.
You said you came to work. So did you leave work? You came to work?
No. I just came to work and worked.
You worked through it.
And I worked through it.
Well, that's a game changer because it shows an attempt.
Never had a sickie in my life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. See, I would... Okay, so if we're looking at this scale, that's a really good one because what I find we've got to come up with is some sort of happy medium, something that balances that too severe, not so severe. And I think a stomach issue, I think you've done pretty well there. I would deem that around the middle ground. What else would you deem as a middle ground sickie?
I reckon the most believable sickie, this is why I asked Mike, did you actually come into work and say, and then go home?
Yep.
Because I believe the most believable sickie is when you do come into work.
The pop in.
And you go, oh, I actually was feeling really sick this morning. You know what?
I can't.
I'm actually going to have to go home.
Yeah, yeah. You sit in the corner, a lot of deep breath.
Yeah.
You're all right? I'm all right.
He's come all the way in. He wouldn't be faking.
No, he couldn't. Why would you waste your morning? So, all right, that begs a question. Mike, was there some sort of strategy in place?
I'm telling you, I was sick, but I didn't want to let anyone down.
It's Tim and Dan right across Australia on Triple M Modern Digital. Ooh. White Stripes, Dan.
Ooh, very good.
Seven Nation Army. Happy Friday. Radio.
Yeah.
Radio.
Catchy.
This is not Mexican radio. This is Triple M Modern Digital right across Australia.
Catchy tune.
It's catchy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm into it.
It's a nice one there from Wall of Voodoo.
Very good.
A band that you're familiar with, Dan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Vinyls, CDs, got it all.
Do you?
Music, DVD, concerts, whatever.
Excellent. Dan, I went over to Bali. Just recently for a holiday with them. So we got engaged and then we headed off to Bali.
A little bit of a post-engagement getaway.
Yeah.
Very good.
It was excellent. So good. And a lot of Australians go to Bali.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of the destination that everyone heads off to. If they've got a little window where they go, need a bit of sun in winter, head off to Bali.
It's the place you go to lay by the pool, eat, drink, relax. You don't do much else, don't think.
It's excellent. And whenever you go to Bali, I don't know about you, but I always get tips. Tips and tricks. You've got to go here. You've got to go
Bali
there.
Bible. I mean, it's a good source. That
it is a good source, but also word of mouth is a great source.
True. Do you have some recommendations?
Absolutely.
Okay,
one in particular that really was at the top of our list, and it was a cafe in Seminyak in Bali.
Ooh, a little bit of
an accent.
Yeah, a little accent.
You're welcome.
Now, who gave this recommendation?
It was a good friend of mine, Josh, gave me this recommendation, and he said, you've got to go to Revolver. You've absolutely got to go to Revolver Cafe.
I've heard of this,
They have the best coffee. It is outstanding, and the place is just, it's just so memorable. You'll love it.
A coffee lover, when you're over somewhere like this, you are looking for Melbourne-type coffee, where it's going to be close to home, something, a nice drop.
Yeah, and he sold it in really strong. So I was like, okay. So Em and I went off to Revolver Cafe in Seminyak, and it was great. And we walk in, we really built the moment up, and we were looking forward to this coffee, this nectar of the gods. And we got walked to this table.
Okay.
We're heading towards this two-seater.
What's the interior like? Nice interior, very,
it's kind of
very
like,
fancy?
It's like sort of dim and dungy, like a Melbourne.
Cool.
If you've ever been to Melbourne, like in Melbourne when the little cafes, the Melbourne cafes, like that.
Yep.
And we got taken to this table, a two-seater, and we're heading there, and I thought to myself, I hope that's not our table. It was the worst table in the joint.
Where are we situated?
We're situated next to the toilet door.
Oh, why would they have a table there?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a unisex toilet as well. So it's a very busy toilet door. Everyone's coming in and out and you're sitting there right smack bang next to the toilet door.
Okay, yep.
So
is there a waft? Are we getting wafts coming out of the bathroom?
There's traffic. There's waft. There's everything that you don't want.
Because with high door use, high waft use.
So it made me think. We did go there, and we got these amazing coffees, and it was great. The product, no question, it was excellent.
Well, that's good, and then the recommendation wasn't completely terrible. Yep.
But I was a bit upset because the experience wasn't great, but we had to pay the same amount as everyone else.
That's an
in
interesting
the restaurant.
Joint. So you think that there should be?
I think there should be a table quality. There should be a premium. If you're on the best table in the house, you're going to be paying for that. That's going to turn up on your bill.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. If you knew there was a table premium going in, you're a little tight on the purse strings. Would you have opted then for the cheaper table? Because I'm assuming, Tim, with a premium table, there comes a cheaper table, which would have been yours.
Yeah, I probably still would have sat next to the toilet, actually.
That's exactly right. What's the point?
No, you're right. 100%. Triple M on a digital, Tim and Dan, right across Australia. Tim and Dan on Triple M Modern Digital, right across Australia. Ryan Adams there. Jeez, the weekend is close, Dan.
It is. You can taste it.
You can, can't you?
Look at it.
You can.
There it is.
Hey, we're on Instagram. Tim at Tim Dan Graham.
Yes.
Is that right?
You're not across the socials.
I try to dabble in the social media.
He tries to dabble on the socials.
I do my best.
We will be putting up some videos from today,
give us
though.
A follow.
Have a look there.
Come say hi.
Now, Tim, this is, for people that might be familiar with us, we've done a podcast.
We have, yeah.
And one of our segments we do enjoy doing is the rule book.
The rule book.
And we want to bring it here. Now, can you explain the rule book for those that might be unfamiliar?
The rule book, Dan, is almost like a brainstorm session, okay? You know, in life, we all have our everyday irritations that come up, you know? And so what the rule book does is it takes those irritations, we bring them to the floor, and we brainstorm, and we come up with a set of universal life rules, and we decide on a rule, a final rule, that gets put into the rule book. So if anyone faces these situations...
That's beautifully said.
They're armed with a rule.
Yeah, you can go, look, actually, rule 14 in the rule book. Yeah, so that sort of thing. Yeah. Now... should we just start the segment?
We absolutely should.
All right, Tim.
Dan.
It's time for Tim and Dan's Rule Book. The Book of Rules. With Tim and Dan. There we go. Very good. So Mike's never heard that before.
Yeah, radio Mike over there.
Okay, he's just sort of sitting there going, wow, we could have made something that would have been better than that. All right, now, Tim, I've got a rule this week that I want to put in the rule book.
Okay.
And it involves... Hot chips. So I've gone out the other night. I was with a mate and we were about to catch a movie. And we thought, let's just grab a quick bite to eat. Let's go to Schnitz and we'll grab, and we go in. He orders first. And he just gets a wrap.
Yep.
Schnitzel, crumbed.
Healthy.
Well, crumbed. Yeah. Now, but I've gone second and I wanted some chips.
Yeah.
So I've gone, you know what, wrap, chips. And, you know, I was feeling like I wanted to treat myself. So I got a large.
Large chips.
Now, the thing that I found after this was we've gone and sat down, our meals have come out, we're sitting there, and I found myself feeling obliged to offer a chip.
Okay.
All right? And likes to give a chip out.
It's a natural feeling.
It is.
If you're the one with the chips.
Yeah. A shareable food.
It is shareable.
Yeah.
And you're a bad person if you don't offer.
Yeah, correct. Now, here's my thing, though. All right? So, obviously, I want to have as many chips for myself as possible, so I'd prefer to not... offer it. So I'm looking instantly. I'm looking for reasons as to why I might not be able to.
Yeah.
Is it a good enough reason to say that he chose not to order chips? Therefore, I'm under the impression he doesn't want chips. So I don't need to offer.
I think so, Dan. Because the small detail in your story is that your friend did order first. And so I think he's gone up to the counter and gone, watch this, ordered the wrap, right? Ordered the wrap and gone, Dan will definitely get chips. I don't need to order them because he'll get a large. He's a bit of a pig. And I'll have some of those.
You reckon that's what the thought process was? So therefore, am I meant to offer or not?
Absolutely not.
No, so it's more than fine for me to think, you don't want a chip, you chose not to order, and therefore I don't have to offer.
But he can ask. And if he does, you probably have to give him a chip because they are, as we know, delightfully shareable.
Okay, so they're really delightful, especially from Schnitz. So the rule, though, that we're set on...
The rule
going into the rule book is... What is it?
If the person that you're with opts out of chips...
Purchasing their own chips...
They will not automatically get a chip if they want one.
Okay, so it implies they don't want a chip.
You will not. You do not need to offer them a chip because they have opted out of the chip option.
Yeah.
However...
Oh, is it...
Asterisks.
Asterisks down the bottom, brackets.
If the person does ask for a singular chip... They are absolutely allowed to do that, entitled to have a chip.
A lengthy rule, but that? I think lengthy. Something that we can put into a more coherent sentence and hopefully get in the rule book. So that's another rule in Tim and Dan's rule book. The book of rules. Tim and Dan. Yeah, good. I'm happy with that.
right across Australia, this is Tim and Dan on Triple M Modern Digital.
Tim,
Vader, Temper Trap.
Yeah, we're at the end of the show.
I know.
It's, you know, it's been a lot of fun.
You know what that means, though, as well? The weekend.
The weekend's kicking off.
Start.
We're done. We're giving you permission. Go home.
Well, no, not yet. I've got one more thing. One more thing. It's something actually that Radio Mike and I. Radio Mike is sitting opposite Dan and I, and he controls the ship, really. He's
okay,
making sure that we go to air here. Mike and I worked on this together. Mike, can you just hit the little, play that little bit of music? There we go.
Oh, what's this?
Now. Oh, this is relaxing, isn't it?
Well, the tone in your voice instantly changed.
Okay, here we go.
What are we doing, Mike?
Well, I think that at the end of the week, it's a Friday. We're heading into the weekend.
Of course, yeah.
And I think it's important that we finish the week with something nice to think about. Something to leave the studio today and go, I'm going to mull on that over the weekend.
A thought, a parting thought.
And I didn't tell Mike, I just said, Mike, just get the music. I didn't want to tell him what the thought was. So he doesn't know what the thought was. We'll get his thoughts on it in a sec. But I want to give...
Are you as skeptical as I am, Mike?
No, I'm confident. Okay. Yeah, quietly.
Don't...
He always supports me. Dan, I'm going to give you a thought for the weekend. And you listening, this is for you. As you head into this weekend...
Okay. I'm getting relaxed. Let's do it.
I want you to just sit on this. Muddy water is best cleared by leaving it alone.
What?
Just mull on that.
What does that mean?
You
don't know what it means.
No.
Mike.
Mike.
Opinions?
What do you think it means to you?
I have no idea what it means.
See, that was
it doesn't mean anything.
If you're going to bring something in like this, hang on, drop the music for a sec. This is, we're not being zen right now. This is ridiculous. If you're going to introduce something like this on the first show, right at the end, need to bring some quality to it, some substance.
It means something different for everyone. And I think it's important for people to go into the weekend with something nice to think about. Muddy water is best cleared by leaving it alone. Thank you, Mike. Okay.
Hey, we need to be getting up. All right,
we
whatever.
Do.
Okay, that's the end.
Dan, pleasure being with you this afternoon, Mike. Thank you. Don't forget, after this, an incredible tribute to the late Chester Bennington from Linkin Park. It is the music coming up, Dan.
Yeah, stick around for that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's us, Dan.
Just as much fun as this has been. This has been lovely. Yep. I've had a great time.
See you next time.
All right.
See you later.
See you then.